Biz Surrey and Hampshire, brought to you by Eagle Radio.
Well, lovely to have you here, Harvey Ockram
from
Satellite. So tell us about your company and the position that you hold in your business.
Okay, I'm a director of Satellite UK. The business itself started over 70 years ago. It was started by my grandfather in 1948. We provide solutions for our clients who look to use hospitality furniture in their business. Mm-hmm. Originally, we started out purely supplying HoReCa, which is hotels, restaurants and cafes. But now we're providing hospitality furniture to education, healthcare, offices and commercial space. Providing furniture for collaboration areas, breakout space and coffee corners. The purchasers that they use now have to provide value for money. So it's changed a lot in the last sort of 10-15 years. They have to work within strict budgets without compromising the design brief. And that's where we can help deliver the solution for our clients. We're a limited company. We have three main directors, myself, my brother, and a partner over in our Dutch parent company. But it started out completely differently. It started out as a furniture repair company in Glasgow back in 1948 by my late grandfather. So it's really...
Wow.
Been in my blood.
Yes. Wow.
Yeah, so it changed from a little repair shop to a national company with two branches, one in Ashvale and one up in Glasgow in Scotland.
What would you say, because you've been running for a long time, I mean, it's in your blood, as you would say.
Yeah.
So what makes you guys unique to anybody else?
Well, we work with our clients and we provide a solution for them because, as I said earlier on, the purchasers have to now come up with, they need to save money. They'll be given a budget that they have to work within. The design team will have brought something that's come in way over budget, and the investors are saying, look, we need to get this improved from a spend point of view, but we can't compromise on the quality.
Yeah.
And that's where we come in, and we work with our clients and provide that help. And we're very passionate about the fact that we're not just there to sell them the furniture, we're there to partner with, because we look to do more and more business, and we see that in our results over the last 3 or 4 years. Not only have we grown as a business, grown our turnover, but we've also managed to retain a lot of our client base, which is really important.
How would you say being local has impacted your business, or you know, has it or hasn't it?
From the point of view of community here, let's talk about here because that's where we are. I relocated from Glasgow, so I'm now living locally. We support a lot of the community events. I'm very aware of what's going on around about me. We, as a business, we make donations and we sponsor different local charities. So I think it's really important because that's what it's all about. It's all about the community. It's all about the people. Our staff are all local.
Can you describe your clients or your clientele?
Our clients are a bit different. We do a little bit locally, but not an awful lot. I would say most of our clients, or the biggest percentage of our clients, are the sort of the major corporates. People like Hilton Hotels, Holiday Inn, Marriott's, Village, David Lloyd Leisure, Travelodge, all the way through to the independent operators, bar owner, restaurant things. So yeah.
What are some of the challenges that you face being a business owner in general, or should I say an SME? I'm not sure.
There's lots of challenges. For us, I think our biggest challenge is our staff levels and being able to keep staff retention. Our core team's great. They've been with us for a long, long time. But bringing on new people, younger people, we'd love to bring somebody in and just have them to stay and grow into the people who are going to be running the business 20, 25, 30 years. And that's really important to us. That's where I think I struggle the most, trying to get young people passionate about business. Well, the business started as Brown's Furniture Company. When the old Mr. Ockram started that, it was completely different. What it looks like today and what we do today is completely different to then. It's organic change because people don't repair and mend anymore.
Yeah.
They look to just replace.
Yeah.
For us, we're not dealing with domestic type of client. We're not a B2C, we're now a B2B, dealing with other businesses, and that's a completely different dynamic as well.
And what services do you offer?
We provide indoor and outdoor furniture, so that's anything, chairs, sofas, tables, but all for commercial use. So it's hospitality furniture, as I said before, hotels, restaurants, cafes. It can be office space, it can be education, healthcare, all these kind of different market sectors, but all business to business.
How do you distinguish yourself from your competitors?
I like to think that we are not just looking to get a sale. We look to partner with them. So we're looking for a long-term relationship. Really important. To my mind, it's more than just a sales operation where you're looking to move on to net sale, move close, move on to net sale, close, move on to net sale. And it's really important that you've got a relationship with your clients that you can go and both grow together.
So last but not least, of course, obvious question, where can we find you?
We are based, I did mention it earlier, we've got two offices, one up in Glasgow and one down here in Ashvale, where we also have showroom facilities. So if anybody needs to see some of the furniture, sit on it, try it out, look at fabric samples, for example, then that can be done in either of these, the two showrooms. We are also online. We have our website, www.satellite.co.uk, and we are also on most of the popular social media platforms. To get in touch with us, it's dead easy.
We have no excuses.
Yeah.
Lovely having you on Biz Podcast, Harvey, and we look forward to having you again.
Thank you very much. Biz, Surrey and Hampshire.